今天我们一同打开圣经。
Let us open up the Bible.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter ten.
翻到了，我们要从这个第十一节开始的。
We want to start reading from verse 11.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews ten.
我们从第十一节一直念到二十五节。
11-25.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉上帝。屡次献了一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在上帝的右边坐下，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他自己说过，主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们的心上，也放在他们的里面，以后就说我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯，这些罪恶既已赦免，就不用再畏罪献祭了。第十六到二十五节，我们第十九到二十五节我们一同来。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。因为一位大祭司治理上帝的家，并我们心中天良亏欠已经杀去，身体用清水洗净，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到上帝面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，我们恳求你这个时候打开我们的心，我们已经宣读你自己的圣经，求主宣读我们的思想，说求主把我们心里所存的一样一样光照在你真理的下面，好叫我们得着主你自己的教导，得着主你自己的指正，好叫我们得着主你自己的引导，我们就离开于错误的思想、错误的观念、错误的伦理、错误的生活，愿主你真理的圣灵引导我们进入你奥秘的深处，吃不透的丰盛，以及你永远道的思想里面。我们求主给你无用的仆人，将你把你的同感引领，把你的真理传扬清楚，你为我们除去各样的阻挡，我们弟兄姊妹同心合意，奉耶稣基督超过一切执政掌权的名，吩咐撒旦魔鬼从那一切的差事离开这个地方，因为他在你里面是毫无所有。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿门。
阿门。
前两个礼拜我们讲希伯来书四章前面一段的时候，
For the past two weeks when we talk about the first portion of chapter 10,
我们提到了基督到世界上来为了身体对神做了怎么样的回应。
We mentioned how Jesus Christ came to the world using his physical body in response to God.
祭物不是你所要，
Sacrifice is not something he wants.
赎罪祭也不是你所要，
And burnt offering is not pleasing to him.
你为我预备了一个身体，
And so you prepared a body for me.
所以基督的身体里面的存在，
The existence of Christ in the physical body
成为整个旧约祭物的一个代替，
becomes a sacrifice in place of the Old Testament sacrifice.
所有的祭物不过是基督的身体的一个影子而已。
All the sacrifices in the Old Testament is but a shadow of the body of Christ.
我们怎么可能靠着牛羊的血罪得着赦免？
How is it possible that our sins are forgiven by the blood of the goat and the cattle?
我们怎么可能靠着被造比我们更低的动物得着拯救？
How can we be saved by using animals that are made lower than us?
这样在律法制度里面，
In the system of the law then,
一切的祭祀不是本体，
All the riches are not the actual objects.
只有从天而来的神所预备的这个身体作为祭物 才是真正救赎的本体。
Only the actual body that is prepared for us by God Himself is the true object.
所以希伯来书的作者很大胆地说
，Hebrew declare boldly.
既然祭司在律法的制度里面更改了，律法也必须更改。
And since the priesthood has been changed, the law must be changed.
他再强调说，原来律法一事无成。
And he placed emphasis that the law has accomplished nothing.
律法从来没有办法把我们从罪的权柄中间拯救出来。
The law has never been able to save us from the authority of sin.
神就赐下了他的独生子来解决律法所不能解决的事情。
God then gave us His only Son to solve the problems that the law cannot solve.
一个人紧抓住律法而忽略耶稣基督到来，这个人一定是舍本逐末的人。
When a person grab hold of the law and ignore the coming of Jesus Christ, he has made a great mistake.
当犹太人把律法绝对化之后，他们就排斥了那真正绝对的来临，就是耶稣基督。
The Jews have made the law absolute and they rejected the absolute one himself, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就这样错误的对神救恩的回应，把自己排除救赎的大门之外。
Because they have made this mistake, they are outside the door of salvation.
所以希伯来书的作者要提醒基督徒，我们所领受的是何等的宝贵。
The author of Hebrew wants to remind all Christians that what we have is indeed precious.
在我们信仰里面所得出的实体是超越的，是更美的。因为律法不过是外天的而已。
That which we have received in our salvation is transcends all that the law can give to us.
第四章告诉我们，牛羊的血万不能除罪。
Chapter 10 tells us that the blood of a cattle cannot get rid of sin.
在第四章告诉我们，所献的祭在牛羊的祭中间不是神所要悦纳。
And this is not what is pleasing to God.
所以耶稣基督的身体就是一个真正的祭品。
The body of Christ is the true sacrifice.
我已经给你们解释了。为什么呢？引用 Septuagint 就是七十字一本的时候，忽然间这一句你为我开通的耳朵变成你为我预备的身体。
We have explained based on the Septuagint why is it that the verse is changed from opening my ears to preparing a body for me.
这里所说的开通的耳朵根本不是指耳朵开通能够听明白，不是那个意思。
To have the ears open doesn't mean that you have comprehension.
这里呢是说穿透了我的耳朵，使我有了奴仆的形象，一生一世不能再离开这个服侍的这种奴仆的岗位。
It refers to the piercing of the ear as a mark of slavery and servitude.
所以基督到世上来的时候，
When Christ came to the world,
他披戴的是个奴仆形状的身体。
He took on a body in the image of a slave.
他披戴的是一个罪身形状的身体。
Of the image of a sinful person.
这就是神奥秘的爱向世人显明出来。
This is how the mysterious love of God is manifested to men.
他是万族之主，到地上成了人的奴仆。
He is the Lord of lords and he came to be slave to men.
所以他说我来不是服侍众人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And he said, I came not to be served, but to serve others.
他是圣洁的源头，到地上来取了罪身形状的身体。
He is the source of holiness, and he came to the world and took on the image of a sinful man.
虽然他凡事受试探，但他没有犯罪。
He was tested in all ways possible, but he has not sinned.
基督以罪身的形状在历史上显现。
He showed himself to us in the image of a sinful person.
基督以奴仆的状态在罪世显现。
Using a status of a slave, he showed himself to us.
就成为不可避免的人轻看、藐视、攻击、毁谤、审判，最后定他死罪的一个原因。
And inevitably, he was despised, he was persecuted, and he was crucified in the end.
所以罗马书第八章第三节告诉我们，
Romans chapter 8 verse 3 says,
他不但起了罪身的形状，
Not only did he take on the image of sinful man,
他肉身中间定了罪案。
And he fulfilled the judgment in his physical body.
对我们基督徒来说，
Towards Christians, then,
这个身体就变成了一个真正的祭。
The physical body becomes a true sacrifice.
这个身体就是他真正可以死的唯一的可能。
And the body becomes the reason why he could die.
因为神在肉身显现。
Because God showed himself to us physically.
就是为了使他可以因此而死，所以到世界上。
For the purpose of dying, he came to the world.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
你明白了，基督的身体在整个救赎的计划中间有这么大的重要性的时候，
When you understand the importance of the physical body of Christ,
你就真正明白为什么需要道成 肉身。
You will understand why there's a necessity for God incarnate.
只有成了肉身的道，可以把神与人的同在带到我们中间来。
Only when the Word become flesh can God be with us.
像罪的赦免就成为真正的可能。
The forgiveness of sin therefore becomes a possibility.
我们从罪人变成圣徒。就变成真正的可能了。
It will be possible for us to transform ourselves from sinners to saints.
像过去的罪在牛羊的血中间不能洗掉。
When the sins in the past cannot be rid off by blood.
耶稣基督的宝血里面，我们得到真正的洁净。
We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那以后我们就不再成为罪人。
We no longer become sinners.
所以新约跟旧约不同的地方在哪里？
Where is the difference then between the New and the Old Testament?
新约不再靠律法。
In the New Testament, there is no law.
也不是因为行律法成义。
There is no reliance on law for justification.
那么新约是不是废掉律法了吗？
Does that mean that the law is obsolete?
是不是律法完全没有功用了吗？
Or that it's completely ineffective?
律法在救赎人的事情上没有功用。
It has no effect in the matter of salvation.
律法在赦罪的事情上没有功用。
It has no effect in the area of forgiveness.
但是律法在彰显上帝的义、上帝的圣洁、上帝的良善上有功用。
But it is effective in the manifestation of God's goodness, holiness, and God'sgreatness.
律法在使人发现自己的无能，需要投靠耶稣基督启蒙的方法上是有作用。
It is able to inspire us to help us understand that we are weak and we need Jesus Christ.
所以我们借助律法，我们知道我们一定要到耶稣基督的面前。
Through the law, we know that we must come before Jesus Christ.
这律法虽然是从神那里来的
，although the law came from God,
但却不是神永恒旨意中间救赎的办法。
But it is not part of God's salvation plan in eternity.
既然律法不是神永恒救赎的办法
，since it is not part of His plan，
所以保罗在罗马书第五章说律法是外添。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 5 that law is added upon us.
像当我们明白律法的时候
，when we understand the law，
我们不可拘泥限制在它的字句里面。
We should not confine ourselves to the literal translation of the law.
我们要从字句中间看到精义。
We must look at the spirit of the law in its words.
我们就从律法中间看到奇妙。
And we want to see the wonder of God in the lines of the law.
这是旧约诗篇里面已经隐藏的一个很重要的总原则。
These are the very important general principle already hidden in the Psalms.
如果你咬文嚼字的守律法
，If you want to follow the law in the literal sense,
你有资格受定罪，你没有资格得赦罪。
In the end, you will only go off under judgment and not forgiveness.
新约与旧约不同的地方
，The difference between the New and Old Testament.
这个律法就变成精义存在我们心中。
The law has become a spirit living in us.
这个律法变成放在我们的里面。
The law is hidden in us, our heart.
我们不是在字句中间拘泥这些神所定的暂时到的世界里面的规条。
We are not following the literal regulations just strictly by itself.
我们照着神对我们的爱。
But because of the love of God,
也照着我们应该怎样因为爱神而顺从。
We are obedient to God because we love Him.
我们照着怎么样从神的爱去爱人。
And using the love of God, we love others.
那么在爱人的事情上，把神的本性流露出去。
In this matter, we show the nature of God.
所以律法的总归就是爱。
The summary of the law is love.
律法的最大的诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你的上帝。
And the greatest commandment in the law is to love God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength.
而爱上帝最大、最大的彰显。就是顺从他的命令。
And the greatest manifestation of this love is to be obedient to His will.
顺命就胜过献祭。
It is therefore more important to be obedient than to give sacrifices.
你真的明白爱，你对神的爱，你去抓到律法的总原则，不是在用祭制度中间祭司里面的祭物来讨上帝喜悦。
If you truly understand love, you will understand the spirit of the law, and you will not be confined to the sacrificial system.
其次也相反。
And it's the other way around.
就是你要爱人如己。
That is, you have to love others as you love yourself.
这样爱的律法在人心里的时候
，When the law of love comes into our hearts,
人就因为救赎从爱的缘故，进到真正的自由里面。
Because of salvation and love, we have true freedom.
是保罗对加拉太的信徒说。
So Paul says to the Galatians,
基督已经释放了你们。
Jesus has already set you free.
为什么要回到律法里面受辖制呢?
Why are you returning to the confinement of the law?
基督的十字架已经画在你们的面前。
The cross of Jesus Christ is already before you.
这句话天主教都误会了，所以就在他面前画一个十字架。
And the Roman Catholics have a misinterpretation, and that's why they have the sign of the cross.
基督钉死了已经画在你面前。
The cross of Jesus is before you.
画在你面前。
Living before you.
这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
叫我们真正体会到基督的死，这个救赎与我们生命的关系。
It means we truly experience the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and His salvation in our life.
所以接下来这一段就提到呢。 提到了耶利米所说立的心哟，是把律法放在我们心中。
The later passage then shows us what Jeremiah says about the covenant being in our heart.
那就关于前面的那一段，耶利米提到了心的问题，我曾经很详细、很激情的把这七个的关系对你们讲过了。
I've explained this to you before this particular session.
所以这样的救赎。
And such a salvation.
使我们的罪真正得到赦免。
Truly give us a forgiveness in our sins.
使我们的过犯不再被记录。
And our trespasses is no longer remembered.
全本圣经里面有关这一方面的真理，主应许过四件事。
The Lord has promised us four things regarding this.
第一件事是什么呢?
What is the first one?
我不再纪念你的罪孽。
I no longer remember your sins.
我不再纪念你所犯的过错。
I no longer remember your lawless acts.
罪离开你，如同东离西那么的远。
That your sin will leave you as far as the east is from the west.
当我年轻的时候，我做这段声音，我不大明白。
When I was young, I could not quite understand this.
为什么说我的罪离开我？ 如同东离开西那么远。
Why does the Bible say my sin is as far from me as the east is to the west?
为什么上帝不说我使你的罪离开你，如同南离开北那么远？
Why not from the south and the north?
或者东离开北那么远？
Or the north to the west?
为什么讲东离开西那么远？
Why east and west?
每次我问，我就要明白到底为什么。
And every time I ask the question, I want to understand it.
后来我们在天文学里面，我们找到了答案。
And we see the answer in astrology.
为什么呢?
Why?
我现在提到三件事情。
I want to mention three things.
我们小小的地球,
From this very small earth,
整个的宇宙,
when we look at the entire cosmos,
为什么东西跟南北是不一样?
Why is there a difference between east, west, north, south?
地球是圆的。
The earth is round.
像你向东走的时候，一直走，会不会变成向西走啊?
When you keep walking towards the north, from the east, will you end up going to the west?
你向东走的时候,
when you walk towards the east,
会不会走回西来?
Will you reach the west?
再走回东来,
or back to east? No.
向东走就是一直向东走。
You will keep walking towards the east.
你听不明白，你自己问旁边的人, 我不给你解释。但是你向北走，走到北极，你再走一定向南走。
But when you walk towards the north and you go further, you will walk towards the south.
为什么向东走不会变成向西走?
Why is it that when you walk towards the east, you will not end up to the west? But if you go up north, you will end up in the south. If you keep walking north, you will end up walking southwards. But it's not the case when you walk east. No matter what you do, you're walking towards the east. So the Lord is trying to tell us our sin is so far away in a unidirectional way, no turning back.
好不好啊?
Isn't it great?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你一明白，你一定感谢上帝。
And when you understand that, you'll give thanks.
你不明白，你就�埋怨上帝。
When you do not understand, you grumble against God.
每一次你不明白，我就知道，每一次你埋怨上帝，就是我看到你很笨的时候。
And every time you grumble, it is a time when you are very foolish. From the east to the west.
后来我在想，又明白第二件事情。
I understand the second thing when I think about it.
地球不是真正的圆，你知道吗？
The earth is not truly round.
这个地球赤道的这个圆周呢，比南北极的圆周更长62公里。
The equator is about 62 kilometers longer than the axis.
上帝爱你爱到这个地步。
God loves you so much.
他告诉我，叫你的罪。 如同东离西一样远，就好过比南北那么远。
And it is therefore further that way than from north to south.
因为东西的这一个范围比南北范围更长一点点。
The circumference from the east to the west is larger than north and south.
上帝是没有错的。
The Lord is never wrong.
第三样,
the third item.
从牛顿,
from Newton.
从 Copernicus,
from Copernicus.
从 Galileo,
Galileo.
到 Kepler.
To Kepler.
It's the Hubble.
Until Hubble.
到这个哈利。
And Halley.
It's the Einstein.
Einstein.
It's the 最后的这个 Stephen Hawking.
Till Stephen Hawking.
你是天文学里的研究里面。
In this understanding of the cosmos.
这个宇宙是东西长得不得了。南北扁得不得了。
The understanding is the universe is very flat.
所以整个心灵是上东西伸张出去。
The entire Milky Way is expanding.
扁得不得了不得了。
It's very far.
所以是扁扁的一个宇宙。
But very flat.
所以南北的距离是很短很短。
From north to south is very short in this
way. 这样看起来呢。
In this manner.
圣经又没有错了。
The Bible is correct again.
我使你的罪离开你，如同东离西一样的。
God says that I'll make your sin depart from you as if it is from the east to the west. Thanks be to God. I think you have never given thanks for this.
首先你讲一次，一二三，感谢上帝，他使我们的罪离开我们，如同东离西一样的。
He make our sin depart from us as far from the east as it is to the west.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
所以到了二十世纪的时候。
When we reach the 20th century,
我们观察宇宙的时候，
when we look at the cosmos,
我们看见有一种颜色叫做红移现象。
We can see a certain color, the red color.
这个叫做 red shift phenomenon.
The red shift phenomenon.
什么叫做红移现象？
What does this mean?
就表示这个星的颜色是表示从前的位置不在那边。
The color of the star indicates that it is in a different position in the past.
有红色的眼光。有红色的这个光线，就表示它已经离开原来地位很远。
When the star is red in color, it means it's departed from its original position.
天文学叫做 red shift.
And this is called red shift.
那这个表示什么？表示这个宇宙是在膨胀。
It means the universe is expanding.
越来越膨胀，越来越膨胀。
Expanding all the time.
一直离开中心点向外飞起。
And it keeps moving apart.
整个太阳系。
In the entire solar system.
整个星云。
In the entire Milky Way,
整个宇宙
the entire universe,
都所有的星球都向外扩散
all the stars are moving apart.
向外扩散的现象就产生了一个可能的假设，从前是集中在一起。
Therefore, the hypothesis is that in the past they were all one.
集中的最集中的时候
when it is most concentrated,
也就是比重最大的时候
it is where the ratio of gravity is highest.
才能在集中最小的时候一点。
And therefore, it is one center.
天文学家就找到一个可能性，叫做大爆炸的理论。
The astronomer therefore proposes the Big Bang theory.
Big Bang 的理论什么意思呢？
What does this theory mean?
就是最少的时间里面。
It means in the shortest time.
最重的比重。
In the highest ratio.
最小的空间里面。
In the smallest space.
产生一个大爆炸。
A Big Bang occurs.
爆炸完了以后呢，就慢慢扩散扩散。所以今天的扩散是证明有一个宇宙的源头才。能够开始。
The expansion that we observe today proves that there has been a one beginning.
所以宇宙既然有开始
，and since there's a beginning，
也就推算出来宇宙一定有个结束。
There's a hypothesis that there must be a conclusion.
就那个开始叫做 alpha 点
，and the beginning is called alpha point.
结束叫做 omega 点
，and the ending the omega point.
所以这个世界如果是上帝造。
If this world is created by God,
上帝说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega, 你就明白这个意思。
God said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我相信上帝很乐意打开整个宇宙，让你尽可能去研究。最后你又说，原来是你造的，感谢主，哈利路亚。
I believe that God is willing to open the universe for all of us to research and we'll come to the conclusion that is made by Him.
谁有资格这么讲？
Who can say this?
我叫你们罪离开你，如同东离西一样的人。
I will make your sin depart from you from as far as the east is to the west.
那是大卫没有天文镜，没有望远镜，他怎么知道这个事情？
How can David know this without a telescope?
这是神自己有可能讲讲的。
Only God Himself can say this.
上帝说：“我不再纪念你的罪。”
God said, "I will remember your sin no more."
我要忘记你的过犯。
And forget your lawless acts.
我要把我的律法放在你心里面。
I will put my laws within your heart.
第一个应许是什么？
The first promise.
东离西一样。
Is the sin as far as the east is to the west?
第二个应许是什么呢？
The second promise.
我要把你的罪丢在我的背后。
That your sin will be cast behind you.
你注意听，这是很智慧的话。
These are words of wisdom.
现在很多人做事情做到困难的时候，就把困难丢在前面，明天再看到。
Many a times when we have difficulties in our life, we cast our difficulties ahead of us for tomorrow.
你看见石头，你就踢到前面，后天又碰到那块石头。
When you see a piece of stone walking away, you kick it forward.
许多人的人生失败就是这个办法。
Many a times we fail in life because of this.
圣经的教导是真正对。
The teaching of the Bible is true.
你要丢到背后。
You have to cast it behind
you. 永远不再见它。
And not see it forever.
前面的道路就平顺。
And your way will be smooth ahead of you.
所以上帝说，我把你们的罪丢在我的背后。
And God said, I took your sin and cast it behind me.
又是单向。
Again, one direction.
永不回头。
It will never turn back.
永不记念。
It will no longer remember.
因为神造人的时候，给人的整个身体有方向的意义在其中。
In the creation of the human being, there is a purpose of direction.
所以你的眼睛两个是一个方向。
And so both your eyes look at the same place.
人的眼睛不像鸡的眼睛。
The eyes of human being is not like that of a chicken.
鸡两个眼睛两个方向。
The chicken has eyes looking at both sides.
人的眼睛是一个方向。
But we have unidirectional eyes.
我们的耳朵是一个方向。
Our ears are the same direction.
我们的鼻子就定眼睛跟耳朵的方向。
And our nose set the direction for eyes.
有没有人鼻子歪到那边去的？
We have nose over the other side.
正中向前。
We look forward.
就定一个方向。
One direction.
我小的时候。
When I was young.
那个时候汽车很大声。
At that time, the cars were very noisy.
后来到1948-1949的时候
，In 1948-49,
忽然间汽车变得很小声。
Suddenly, the cars become quite quiet.
那个时候我大概小学四年级的时候
，I was in primary four.
我发现过街很危险。
I discovered it was dangerous to cross the street.
旧的嘟嘟嘟嘟，你知道它在哪里
？Because in the past, the cars are noisy. You know they're coming.
就过去了。
Now they're very quiet.
你就不知道它在哪里。
And you do not know when they're coming.
突然间发现新时代人是更危险的。
I suddenly discovered in the new age is more dangerous.
所以那个时候我在厦门九岁的时候
，I was in China when I was nine.
我发现要特别注意车从哪里来，才敢跑过街。
I realized I had to be very careful to cross the street.
每次过街我都紧张得不得了。
Every time I cross the street, I was nervous.
你不知道车从哪里来。
It's hard to tell where the cars are coming from.
新车的车是没有声音的。
The new cars are very quiet.
所以怎么办呢
？What do I do?
我一面紧张，一面就问上帝。为什么你不照我眼睛？一个在前面，一个在后面。
And I kept asking God, why do I not have eyes at the back?
如果我两个眼睛一前一后，我过街就这样过就好。
If I have two eyes, I can just go by sideways.
两方向的时候我都看见了。
I can see both sides.
但是后来我慢慢明白了。
But I understood later.
神要人做一个有方向的灵性。
God wants us to be a spiritual being with a direction.
神要我们做一个有真正方向感。
He wants us to be a living being, have the true sense of direction.
所以这样神对你讲这句话，你就明白。
In this manner, we understand what God says.
我把你的罪丢到背后。
I throw your sin behind me.
我不再看它。
I no longer look at it.
我不再想它。
I no longer think about it.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
第三个应许。
The third promise.
我把你的罪踩在脚下。
I put your sin under my foot.
你的脚踏一只蚂蚁，它还有活着的可能。
Is it possible for you, for an ant to survive after you squeeze it?
你我在神面前这么渺小。
We are so tiny in front of God.
啊，我们这些人最踏在神的脚下，上帝的脚多大
？And God is going to squash our sin under His foot.
你不能想象。
It is unimaginable.
踏下去。
And He's going to step upon our sin
踏下去
and press it on.
我们的罪永远不被纪念。
And our sin will no longer be forgiven.
第四个应许是什么
？The fourth promise.
我把你的罪丢在深海里面。
I will throw your sin into the deep ocean.
我九岁的时候读到这些圣经。
I read this when I was nine.
我奇怪为什么丢在深海，不是藏在山里面
？I kept wondering why it's in the ocean and not in the mountains.
为什么不是埋在泥土里面
？Or covered in by soil.
为什么不是遮在洞里面
？Why not in the cave?
为什么不是放在山顶上
？Or at the top of a mountain.
为什么是丢在海里面
？Why in the deep ocean?
后来到我十二岁的时候。
Until when I was
12, 我发现原来最高的山比最深的海还不够高。
I realized that the highest mountain is not as deep as the deepest ocean.
全世界最高最高的山在哪里啊
？Where is the highest mountain in the world?
啊，喜马拉雅山。
The Mount Everest.
最高最高的山峰哪一个峰呢
？What about the highest peak?
中国人说珠穆朗玛峰。
And that's the Himalayas.
英国人说 Everest 峰。
Mount Everest.
为什么呢？因为英国人 Lord Everest 把他的脚踏上去，是第一个站在山上的，所以英国人用他的名字来做这个峰。
And the mountain was named after Lord Everest was the first person to.
那么这个 Everest 峰多少高啊
？How tall is it？
1949年的记载是8892公尺。
And it is
96公尺。
More than 8,000.
8,896 meters high. 到了1952年的时候变成8882公尺。
And by 1952, it became 8882.
我很想有一天我很上进，我想我一到那边一定死掉。
I think I will die if I go up there.
冷得不得了。
It's very cold.
氧气不够。
No oxygen.
爬上去的体力不够。
And I don't have strength to climb.
所以这是永远达不到的梦。
And this is a dream that will never fulfill.
8882公尺。
8800 meters.
但是我们坐飞机都是在11000公尺以上。
But when we fly more than 10,000 meters.
早就比那个更高。
And we have gone higher.
不同的地方，飞机里面有冷气。
The difference is there's air conditioning.
有空气调节。
And there is air.
那我后来渡到世界最深的海的时候，我就明白上帝的话。
But when I understood the deepest ocean, I understand the word.
世界最深的海在哪里？
Where is the deepest ocean?
是不是 Sentosa Island 旁边？
Is it beside Sentosa?
世界最深的海在哪里？
Where is the deepest ocean?
是不是在大西洋啊？
Is it Pacific Ocean?
是不是在这一个这个的地中海啊？
Or the Mediterranean?
是不是在南中国海？不是。
South China Sea.
谁知道？世界最深的海在哪里？
Where is the deepest ocean?
啊？太平洋。不是印度洋，是太平洋。太平洋哪什么地方啊？
Which portion?
啊？菲律宾附近，多深啊？很深，当然很深了。好，告诉你，将近13000公尺。
It is about 13,000 meters.
所以当我12、13岁的时候
，When I was 12,
我很喜欢数目字。
I was fascinated with numbers. I remember all these things.
我发现整个喜马拉雅山丢到这个地最深的海里面，连顶都被它摸掉。
And the whole Mount Everest can be covered by the deepest ocean.
世界没有任何一座大山可以隐不被隐藏在深海里面。
The highest mountain will be covered by the deepest ocean.
上帝的话对不对？
So the word of God is true.
我把你的罪丢在深海。
I will cast your sin into the deepest ocean.
对不对？一定看不见。
You will surely not see it.
一定没顶。
It will surely be covered.
一定埋藏起来。
It will be covered.
神的话是对的。
The word of God is true.
所以当你看到这几节圣经的时候，
When you look at all these verses, then
不再纪念他们的。
I no longer remember them.
我不再看见他们的过犯。
I remember their lawlessness no more.
那是神。
They will be released.
这是表示神给我们预备的救赎是真正的救赎。
It means the salvation that God has prepared for us is the true salvation.
神给我们预备的赦罪是真正的赦罪。
His forgiveness is true forgiveness.
这是新约的基督徒从旧约里面看见神已经隐藏着的应许。
This is what New Testament Christians can see in the promises in the Old Testament.
所以当耶稣基督到世界上来，把他的身体当作活祭献上的时候，
When Jesus Christ came to the world to give of his body as a living sacrifice,
我们知道旧约的死祭、动物的祭已经结束了。
We know that the sacrifice of the dead, the sacrifice of the animals, have ended.
那些不能除去人罪的牛羊的血已经毫无功效。
The blood of all these cattle and goat has no longer any effect.
耶稣基督已经进到了天上的至圣所。
Jesus Christ has entered into inner sanctuary in heaven.
所以我们靠着基督到上帝面前来的人，我们的罪可以完全得赦免。
Those of us who come before God through Jesus Christ will have our sin completely forgiven.
这样的罪跟这样的赦罪的应许，你已经明白了以后，
When you understand such a sacrifice and such a promise of salvation,
我们现在就读第十九节话。
We will go on to verse 19.
第十九节、二十节怎么样讲呢？
What does 19 and 20 say?
我们一同开声来读。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。请你注意前面的几章，耶稣进入天上的圣所，耶稣进入天上的圣所，到了第十章第十九节，我们得以进入至圣所。
In the past few passages, we keep talking about Jesus Christ entering into the most holy place, but here we see us going into it.
不是，过去的几章，耶稣进入圣所，不是提到至圣所，到这一章呢，我们靠着耶稣进到至圣所里面。
In the previous passages, Jesus Christ entered into the holy place, but here, through Jesus Christ, we enter into the most holy place.
这里至圣所在这里出现什么意思？
The most holy place is mentioned here.
就是圣所与至圣所中间的隔绝，借着耶稣基督的成就之恩，已经解除了。
It tells us that the obstacle between the most holy place and the holy place is removed because of Jesus Christ.
你还记得旧约的大祭司 要怎样才能进到至圣所?
Remember how the high priest of the Old Testament entered into the most holy place.
一年只能一次进到至圣所。
He only get in there once a year.
只有他一个人大祭司可以进到至圣所。
Just one person, the high priest.
他只能在一年中间7月4号那一天进到至圣所。
On the 10th day of the 7th month.
当他要进至圣所的时候,
before he entered into the most holy place,
他一定要带着血才能进去。
He must bring blood.
当他站在幔子面前的时候,
when he stands before the curtain,
他用血弹这个幔子7次,
he will sprinkle 7 times with blood,
为自己赎罪,
to atone for his own sin,
然后再赎百姓的罪,
and then for the people.
如果他没有把血弹在这个幔子上面,
if he does not sprinkle the blood,
他就绝对不可以进到幔子,
he cannot enter into the most holy place.
幔子里面就预表神的存在。
The presence of God is represented within, behind the curtain.
幔子的外面就是罪人与神之间的隔绝。
And the part in front of the curtain is where sinners are separated from God.
祭司就预表圣洁的神与罪人之间成为一个中保。
The high priest is the mediator between God and sinners of the world.
这个牛羊的血就预表有牺牲，有死来代替我们，把我们带到上帝的面前。
The blood represents that there is a sacrifice and death that brings us to God.
我们现在借着耶稣基督，坦然无惧进到天上的至圣所，什么意思？
And now with Jesus Christ, we enter boldly into the most holy place. We come directly before God. How is this possible? After Adam had sinned, God chased Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. There is no returning. It is not possible to return.
这个公义的剑在那里轮转，像火一样的拦住人回到伊甸园里去。
There's a seraphim that's holding a flaming sword blocking them.
自从那一天开始，没有一个人可以回到上帝面前。
From that day onwards, not a single soul can return back to God.
这里有神观念，按照神形象被造的人，就在被神弃绝的中间，暗中摸索。 盼望寻找有一天可以回到上帝的面前。
And all of humanity that's made in the image of God have been searching in the dark to return to God.
这种的矛盾就成为宗教动机。
And this irony becomes the motivation for religious faith.
这种的矛盾就变成文化的精神。
It becomes the spirit of our culture.
这种的矛盾就变成人间最崇高的理想。
And it becomes our highest ideal in life.
所以巴别塔什么意思呢?
What about the Tower of Babel?
人盼望寻找一条通天的道路。
The Tower of Babel tells us we try to get back to God.
中国文化最重要的一句是什么呢?
What is the most important word in the Chinese culture?
就是天人合一。
That is to be one from with heaven and earth.
无论巴别塔的动机,
be it the Tower of Babel,
无论儒家的思想,
or the thinking of Confucius,
无论起了宗教的盼望,
or the hope of all faith,
就是观众回到神来去,
or this hope to return back to God.
这件事情到底是可能不可能?
Is it truly possible?
这件事情从人做本体来说是绝对不可能的事情。
Using man-centered methods, you cannot do this.
所以我们没有办法来到上帝面前。
It is not possible to return to God.
而你神之间的隔绝是这样的清楚。 而你神之间的隔绝是没有办法用人自己的功劳去把它解除掉。
The separation between man and God is so clear and stark that we cannot replace it with works.
直到耶稣到世界上来的时候,
until when Jesus came,
他讲了一句惊天动地的话,
he said something that shocked the world.
他说我就是道,
he said, I am the way,
真理,
the truth,
生命,
the life.
若不借助我，没有人能回到父那里。
No one can return to the Father unless it is by me.
所以这里人不能回到天父那里去，再次被肯定下来。
And here we affirm once again that human beings cannot return to the God.
所以这一句话一方面否定所有宗教的可能性。
On the one hand, he denied the possibility of all other faith. On the other hand, he affirmed the possibility of salvation. On the one hand, he tells men that we cannot return to God using our own methods. At the same time, he declares a pathway prepared in Jesus Christ. When Jesus declared this,
跟生命连在一起来讲。
He linked the way, the truth, and the life together.
所以这是一条有真理、有生命的道路。
This is a way that has truth and life.
这是一个有道路、有生命的真理。
This is a truth that has the way and life.
这是一个有生命、有真理的道路，也是一个有道路、有真理的生命。
And so this is a way that has the life and the truth, and a life that has the truth and the way.
这三样事情提出来。
When all these three items are described,
我们等一下会特别解释。
We will explain it later.
希伯来书的作者对这件事很明白。
The author of Hebrew understood this.
那我现在先讲的是什么呢？
The first thing that I will say.
亚当夏娃被赶出来，没有路回去之后。
It is when Adam and Eve has no returning path.
这个耶稣基督讲这一条有新的道路可以回去的中间发生什么事情？
What happens between Adam and Eve being chased out and the declaration of Jesus
Christ? 人产生人为的宗教。
At that time, we have man-made religion.
神外添了不是永恒旨意的律法。
And God added on the laws.
是过渡时期的一些风俗。
And transitional, we have tools.
来保守人在一些比较好的伦理范围。
All these tools that God has given to us preserve us in an ethical situation.
我们不能想象，如果犹太人没有律法，要野蛮到什么地。
We cannot imagine how the Jews would be like without the law.
我们不能想象，外邦人没有宗教，要野蛮到什么地。
All the Gentiles without the help of religion.
因为亚当夏娃被赶出来了。
After Adam and Eve has been chased out.
耶稣基督还没有来。
Jesus Christ was not here yet.
这些的都是暂时的必要。
All these are temporal needs,
不是永恒的事。
Not part of his eternal will.
这一个期间，有一个人做了一个梦。
In this time frame, there was a dream made by someone.
这个人是谁呢？
Who was this person?
就是雅各。
It was Jacob.
雅各逃避他的兄弟对他的凶杀的时候，他就到了旷野去。
When Jacob escaped from his brothers, he went to the wilderness.
太阳下山的时候，
after the sun had set,
无家可归。
He had no place to go.
他以石头为他的枕头，在旷野里面睡觉。
He used the stone as his pillow and slept in the wilderness.
荒野睡觉的一半时候，
in the midst of his sleep,
做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
有一个梯从天到地连起来。
There was a ladder that came from heaven to earth.
这是很有意义的话语。
This is something very interesting.
这里表示人回到天父那里去是有道理。
It means there's a way back to God.
但这是一个梦。
But this was a dream.
这个梦到底要代表什么？
What was the purpose of the dream?
这个梦到底要带出什么真正的意义出来？
What is the true meaning of the dream?
当他注意看的时候，
When he took note of it,
上帝的使者上去下来，在这个天梯的中间。
He saw the servants of God moving up and down upon this ladder.
他明白了，神主动。
He knew that God made a move.
神差使他的天使。
And he sent his angels.
要把天上的部分的恩典带下来。
To bring the blessings from heaven down.
要把痛苦都需要带上去。
To bring our suffering up there.
因为是天使，是神的差遣。
They are the messengers of God.
这条道路一定从那边做主体。
The pathway therefore started from there.
这个道路是从神那里来的。
It came from God.
所以当你救人的时候，
When you try to save someone,
掉在井里面，
When a person fell into a,
是你从上面伸出手放下绳子，不是下面跳出一条绳子出来。
When you try to save someone in a well, you have to put the rope down.
大力士不能自己起身。
It doesn't matter whether how strong you are, you cannot help yourself.
所以圣经的救恩出乎耶和华。
The Bible tells us salvation comes from Jehovah.
大家说，救恩出乎耶和华。佛教是一个梦想，自己可以救自己的宗教。
Buddhism is a faith that thinks about self-salvation.
基督教是相信只有神主动救人，我们才能被救。
Christianity, however, believes that God made the first move to save us.
雅各所梦的天梯就有非常非常重要的意义。
And so the dream that Jacob has was very important.
这个天梯到底是什么？
What is this ladder then?
耶稣在约翰第三章里面提论，就是他自己。
And Jesus mentioned in the Gospel of John chapter 3, it refers to him.
自己就是通天的那条道路。
He is the pathway towards heaven.
上帝的使者上去下来在他身上。
The servant of God moves upon him.
因为天使是为耶稣的福音做见证。
The messengers and the angels bore testimony for his gospel.
天使也是效劳那些承受耶稣救恩的人。
They also serve those who receive his gospel.
这一点我在谈还有许多的事情对你们讲。
There are many things that we can talk about.
我们回到这一段圣经。
But let us return back here.
所以耶稣既然是通天的那条道路。
Since Jesus is the way to heaven.
所以当耶稣暗中的比喻讲完了以后。
After Jesus implied this.
他要面对十字架的时候。
When he faced the cross.
他就明明用原意讲出来了。
And he told us plainly,
我就是道,
I am the way,
我就是真理,
the truth,
我就是生命,
and the life.
大家说, 耶稣说, 你如果没有讲耶稣说, 你变成道路不可以的, 所以的, 一, 二, 三, 耶稣说, 我就是道路, 我就是真理, 我就是生命。 当耶稣讲这句话的时候,
when Jesus said this,
他是把这三个要素连在一起,
he joined these three important things together.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这是不可分割的三件事情。
These are three things that cannot be separated.
人要想回到上帝面前去的时候,
for us to return back to God,
人就以为认识神只有两个方法。
We always think there are only two ways.
第一个办法就是看见神迹认识神。
The first way is through miracles.
第二个办法是想通道理认识神。
The second way is to think through. The church is moving in this direction.
有一些基督教就以一直讲理来使人产生信心。
Some Christians try to have, make others have faith by preaching always.
他们用理上帝的信要合乎人的理性才去接受。
And that the faith must apply, comply with our reason.
所以他以理性来批判上帝的道德，就产生了不信派，产生了信派的神学。
Because of this emphasis on the reason, we have the liberals.
另外一派就用神迹来定夺是不是上帝的工作。
But another group of people will determine whether it's the work of God through miracles.
灵恩派的人就加定。 因为神迹，人可以信上。
The charismatics therefore assume that because of miracles, then we will believe.
引出了许多假的神迹，代表代替真正的神迹。
At the end, we have many false miracles.
就把许多人的信心建立在根本不可能的神迹的基础上。
And many of our faith is established on impossible miracles.
堕落的人性认为认识上帝一定要透过两条道。
And because of fallen reason, we think there are only two ways.
耶稣的救恩完全一致相反。
But the salvation of Christ is completely different.
所以当保罗说，我们的十字架上看不到神迹，也看不到智慧，因为上帝的愚昧比人智慧，上帝的软弱比人刚强，就超越了这两条道路。
The Apostle Paul says that we see no wisdom and miracles on the cross because the foolishness of God is greater than man's wisdom.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样的人到底怎么回到上帝面前？
How then can we return to God?
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I'm the way.
耶稣又说，我就是真理。
He also said, I'm the truth.
耶稣再加上一句。 我就是生命。
And he said, I am the life.
那今天我要给大家注意，这三件事情和整个世界的文化宗教有什么关系？
I want to show you the relationship between these three things and the cultures of the world.
下面要讲的这几句话，你在任何一本书都不能看到。
What I'm going to say are something that you will not see in any commentaries.
当耶稣基督说呢，我就是道路的时候，
When Jesus said, I am the way,
这是从方法论来看。
This is from a methodology.
当耶稣基督说我就是真理的时候，
When Jesus said, I am the truth,
这里讲的真正的道为离的中心来看，
And this talks about the word as the truth.
当耶稣基督讲我就是生命的时候，
When Jesus said, I am the life,
就把生命的主的生命的能力的角度来看，
He is talking about himself being the Lord of life and the source of life.
那么在整个世界的文化宗教里面，
In all the cultures of the world,
人就用这两条路， 盼望可以得到回到神的面前。
We try to return back to God with two pathways.
第一是什么呢？
The first one,
就是用宗教的信仰回到上帝面前。
We try to return to God in religious faith.
第二， Second, 透过逻辑的理性吹口去证明上帝。
We try to prove God with logical reasoning.
这样我们看见亚洲就走了第一条路，欧洲走了第二条路。
We see Asia taking the first pathway and the European countries using the second one.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why is this the case?
整个人类中间最伟大的宗教一定不可能在亚洲以外产生出来。
In all of humanity, great faith comes within Asia.
Only continent to produce religions is Asia continent.
只有亚洲能够产生伟大的宗教。亚洲是产生宗教之中。 It is a continent of the faith.
亚洲里面的宗教已经推行到全世界。
All the faith has been propagated to all the world.
西方人要打坐，要默想，就跑到亚洲来。
For the people of the West, when they want to meditate and want to think through, they come to the East.
那么欧洲跟西方发展什么呢？
What about the West?
他们发展逻辑，发展思想体系，发展哲学的价值观。
They develop philosophical thinking and logical understanding.
所以凡是求学的人就跑到西方去。
And so if you want to study, you go to the West.
有没有人读完高中？ 你读完大学，然后你说我要再追求，你就跑到这个非洲去读大学。
You go to Africa to study.
你读书，你跑到西方。
When you want to study, you go to the west.
西方人要打坐就跑到东方来。
But when you want to meditate, you go to the east.
亚洲是寻找道路之中，欧洲是寻找真理之中。
So in the West, Asia is the continent that seek after the way, but in the West is the place that they seek after the truth.
结果亚洲产生了宗教，西方产生了研究，产生了逻辑，产生了学术和思想。
In the end, Asia produces faith and the West produces logic and reasoning.
从我个人来看，
Personally speaking,
耶稣讲我就是道路，就是真理，就是生命的时候，是对全世界把这个总原则提出来。
When Jesus declared that he is the way, the truth and the life, he's speaking to the entire world.
他实质对亚洲人说，你们找道路吗？
He says, he's speaking to the Asians, are you looking for the way?
我就是。
I am the way.
他实质对西方人说，你们找真理吗？
He seems to be speaking to the West, are you looking for the truth?
在这里。
I am the truth.
但是。
However.
他加上一句，东方也没有，西方也没有的话。
He added something that is absent from both the West and the East.
那是什么呢？
What is this then?
我就是。
I am.
生命。
The life.
在中文翻译成，生命在我，复活也在我。原文的意思是， I am the life. I am the resurrection.
In the original language, it is I am the life and the resurrection.
耶稣基督是道路，是真理，是生命。
He is the way, the life, and the truth.
所以这样呢，你们找路，你们的宗教家正在找办法回到上帝那里去，结果找路找到一半，都死在半路。
Your faith, your religious leader are seeking after the way, but they died along the way.
你们的哲学家找理，找到最后莫名其妙死在这里的中间。
Your philosophers are seeking after the truth, but they die in their seeking.
你可以找到所有的宗教家在坟墓里面，
all,
所有的哲学家在棺材。
All religious leaders are in the grave, and all philosophers are in the coffins.
耶稣就讲了归纳的总原则，第三个最高超的东西，我就是生命。
That is why Jesus gave us the third most important essence, I am the life. Thanks be to God. You are seeking after the way. You are seeking after the truth.
我告诉你，我就是道路，我就是真理，再加上我就是生命。
Let me tell you that I am the way, the truth, and he added, I am the life.
又真又活的道路是耶稣基督。
He is the way that is true and living.
那你把这个总原则明白，你看这些圣经。你就知道希伯来书的作者真正明白基督了。
When you understand all this, you will know that the author of Hebrew understood Christology.
我们一同来读二十节。
Verse 20.
第十章第二十节，把它一同来读，一、二、三，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个真的路。
This true way is shown in the New Testament. This new way is promised by God. This way of the truth, the way of the life, is opened by Jesus Christ. To what stage? It is opened into the most holy place. Verse 19 says that by him we enter into the most holy place. Verse 20 says because he opened the way for us. From which way? We go through the curtain. What curtain is this? It is the curtain that separates the most holy place from the holy place.
这幔子是什么呢？
What curtain is this?
奇怪的，这幔子就是他的身体。
It is his body.
所以换一句话说，耶稣基督打破他身体的时候。
In other words, when he broke away his body.
也就是天路天门开起来的时候。
It is when he opened up the heavenly doors.
耶稣基督打破他的身体。
When he break his own body,
开通他的身体。
When he open it up,
是什么时候呢？
When did he do that?
就是他在耶路撒冷跟他们说，逾越节的时候，拿起饼来，这是我的身体，为你们擘开的。
It is when during the Passover he took out the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you."
那么耶稣基督什么时候擘开这个身体？
When did he open the body?
就是当他在十字架上被钉死的时候，他擘开。
He did it when he was crucified and died on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上成就了什么事情？
What did he accomplish on the cross?
成就了宣告他打开又新又活道路的这个救恩的通道。
He opened up this way, this new and living way that God wanted him to do. So we give God thanks.
耶稣在十字架上一共讲了七句的话。
He said seven things on the cross.
多不少。
Not more than that.
七句话,
seven sentences.
七是三加上四的一个总和,
because seven is the sum of three and four.
三是神的数目,
three is the number of God.
四是人的数目,
four is the number of man.
三加四就是神人合一的一个数目,
in combination is heaven and man being one.
第一句话,
the first word.
他的父啊,
he said, Father, forgive them.
他们所做的,
because they know not what they do.
第四句话,
the fourth sentence.
我的上帝, 我的上帝, 你为什么离开?
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
第七句话,
the seventh word.
转过来又说,
he said, Father, I, upon your hand I commit my
soul.
These are words between God the Son and God the Father.
三次,
three times.
第二句讲什么呢?
The second sentence.
我实实在在告诉你,
truly I say to you, today you will be in paradise with me.
第三句话讲什么?
The third sentence.
母亲看你的儿子, 儿子看你的母亲,
mother behold your son, son behold your mother.
第五句话讲什么呢?
The fifth sentence.
成了,
it is done.
第六句话讲什么呢?
The sixth sentence.
我渴了,
I am thirsty.
四句对人讲的话,
these are four words spoken to me.
耶稣对神讲三句,对人讲四句。
God spoke three sentences to God and four towards the man.
不少是七句,
and together seven sentences. This is the true combination of God and man.
神人中保真正的大祭司,
the true high priest, mediator of God and man.
把人类带到神面前, 真正的通道,
the true channel to bring man before God.
耶稣基督说, 我就是道路, 我就是真理, 我就是生命。
So Jesus declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
那么当耶稣在十字架上的时候,
when Jesus was on the cross,
那六个钟头里面,
within the 6 hours,
圣经记载七个大神迹写出来,
the Bible recorded seven great miracles.
其中最令人感到可怕的,
the most frightening one,
就是天地完全黑暗,
was the darkness that covered all things. It means that even the sun is embarrassed to witness this. How can you crucify such a good person? And the sun did not want to shine. And the sun is crying. The entire world was darkened.
有史以来从创造天地直到世界末日人类历史最黑暗的一天.
It is the darkest day in all of creation.
这个大神迹,
this great miracle.
第二样, 地大震动,
the second one was earthquake.
是表示的地承担不来,
it means that the earth cannot take this great tragedy.
第三样,
the dead,
有生人复活,
the dead is resurrected.
到圣徒里面,
and there are saints that appeared in Jerusalem to leave their grave.
所以我今天不什么都讲,
I don't want to mention all this.
空间让你们有读圣经的机会,
there will be some opportunity for you to study on your
我,
own.
我提示你,
but I want to inspire you.
这句话是三加四,
these seven sentences is 3 plus 4.
这个圣经有什么意思?
What about the seven miracles?
你们自己多读圣经, 多查考, 你会感到很深深受感,
and when you study further, you will be deeply moved.
但我要提的是一件事,
I want to mention something.
耶稣的第五句话讲出来的时候,
when he finished his fifth sentence,
成了,
it is done.
这一次用希腊文就 tetelestai,
in Greek it's tetelestai.
什么意思呢?
It means
it is finished.
It is finished.
It is accomplished.
Accomplished.
It is completed.
已经完了.
It is succeeded.
已经成功了.
Success.
成功了.
现在已经成功了.
It is done.
已经完成了.
It is completed.
耶稣讲这句话的时候,
when Jesus said this,
圣殿里面的幔子从上到下裂成两半.
The curtain in the temple was broken from the top to the bottom.
这个神迹不发生在哥哥他上.
This miracle is not seen in Calvary.
这个神迹发生在把耶稣赶走, 把耶稣抛弃, 犹太宗教的圣殿最内部的中心,
but it was found in the central part of the synagogue, the center of the Jewish faith.
如果你问我,
if you ask me,
他不是这七大神经哪一个最大,
which is the greatest of the seven miracles,
我要告诉你是圣殿里面幔子从上到下裂为两半的神迹最大.
I will tell you it's the splitting of the curtain in the temple.
为什么?
Why?
希腊希律王所建的殿从来 没有什么重要性,
the temple of King Herod is not very important,
除了这一件事以外,
and other than this particular incident,
这个殿是违背上帝的旨,
because this temple is against the will of God.
这个殿是不照着山上指示的样子,
it is not made in accordance to the instruction in the mountain.
这个殿是有人的好高骛远, 教徒政治的野心所建起来。
It was made based on the pride of politics and religious faith.
这个殿结果花了太多的钱。
They spent too much money.
弄到最后完成的时候遥遥无期。
When it was completed, it took a long time.
后来这个西律王自己知道没有办法把这个外院建成功。
And King Herod knew that he could not complete the outer court.
六十多年才建的。建这个大殿差不多成功。
It took 60 odd years just to finish the main
altar. 高到一个地步。
It was so tall.
25公里外就看见屋顶的金光。
That you could see it from 25 kilometers away.
这个殿所用上的心，都这个雄心大志大得不得了。
And they had great ambition for this.
埃及人建金字塔的时候，每块石头是2500公斤。
When the Egyptians made the pyramid, every stone was 2.5 tons.
西律王建圣殿的时候，每块石头是5000公斤。
But when King Herod did it, it was 50 tons.
当他建圣所至圣所的时候
，When he made the holy and most holy place,
知道一定要有个幔子把中间隔起来。
He knew that he need to have a curtain to segregate the two places.
他们量完了
，After they measured,
建了这个幔子以后
，After they built it,
要把它挂上去。
When they wanted to hang the curtain,
太重了。
They found that it was too heavy.
结果有300个人的力量才能挂上去。
It took 300 person to put it up.
想想看。
You got to think about this.
这么大的礼拜堂里面。
In such a great hall that we have here.
布幕的话。
If you put a curtain.
你需要多少公斤的布啊？
You need a lot of cloth.
你需要多少的力量才能把它挂上？
A lot of strength to move it up.
但是这个礼拜堂比起西律王的圣殿是小巫见大巫。
And actually, this hall is much smaller than the temple.
300个人才能挂上顶坛子。
It took 300 persons to put up the curtain.
多高？
It was a very tall.
多大？
A huge one.
有谁能够把这个幔子从上到下把它裂成两半？
So who can actually split it in two?
除了神自己的手以外，没有人可以做。
Other than the hand of God.
所以我说，这是七大神迹中间最大的。
And so I think this is the greatest miracle among the seven.
神自己下手。
God himself did it.
神自己显现。
He came.
神自己干预。
And he interfered.
他用人看不见的手把这个幔子从上到下裂成两半。
With invisible hand, he split the curtain from the top to the bottom.
那个声音已经大得不得了。
It was a loud voice.
所以在圣殿里面服侍的人一定吓死了。
And those who served in the temple were terrified.
哎呀。
Frightened.
看见至圣所。
They can see the most holy place.
谁可以看见至圣所？
Who can see the most holy place?
只大祭司一个人。
Only the high priest.
一年一次。
Once a year.
就七月十号那一天。
The tenth day of the seventh month.
才可以进去。
Then they can enter.
而且带着血缠在这个幔子上才可以进去。
And after the sprinkling of the blood.
现在没有大祭司在这里。
There's no high priest now.
现在没有血在这里。
There's no blood.
又不是七月十号。
It's not the tenth day of the seventh month.
逾越节的时候。
The time of Passover.
那个大的响声从上到下裂成两半。
And with a loud noise, the curtain was parted.
我相信在圣殿里面一定吓死了。
I'm sure they were all terrified.
他们无福哀哉，我的命到此为止。
They probably think that they will die soon.
今天我死定了。
I will surely die.
我告诉你。
But let me tell you this.
这就是基督教的奥秘。
This is the mystery of Christianity.
神把最奥秘的地方打开给你看。
God revealed the most mysterious portion to us.
我们神是启示者。
Our God is a God that reveals.
我们的神是把自己破开给你看。
He is a God that exposes himself to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
已经在这个地方告诉我们一件事情。
Here we learn this one thing.
没有奥秘。
There is no mystery.
没有人不可以知道关于神的事情。
There is nothing that we cannot know of God.
基督的死。
The death of Jesus.